You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Power tools they used to break out of prison. It appears they cut through steel walls and pipes to break through the bricks of the 150-year-old Clinton Correctional Facility. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC's Today Show that the two escapees left behind a taunting smiley face note.
They had a little bit of the comedian in them.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt. Boston police have released the video of the shooting of Obama Rahim. He was shot by officers last week after he came toward them with a knife.
Media and technology have taken communication to an unprecedented level. It becomes easier than ever for rumor, speculation, and inaccurate information to fill the vacuum.
That was Suffolk County DA Daniel Conley, who says they wanted to get the correct information out. Officers were trying to question Rahim over alleged terror ties. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The cost of global conflict is usually determined if the conflict actually occurs. But as USA's Ron Taylor reports, peace would offer a hefty payoff.
Israelis and Palestinians would gain billions of dollars from making peace with each other, while both would face daunting economic losses in case of other alternatives, particularly a case of a return to violence. The RAND Corporation, a U.S.-based nonprofit research organization, released a new study Monday where they interviewed some 200 officials from the region and elsewhere during more than 2 years of research into the costs of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Its main finding was that following a peace agreement, Israelis stood to gain $120 billion over the course of a decade. The Palestinians would gain $50 billion. In contrast, the Israeli economy would lose some $250 billion in foregone economic opportunities and a return to violence. And the Palestinians would see their per capita gross domestic product fall by as much as 46%. The findings are in line with long-term arguments that peace is in the economic interest of both sides. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
A midnight deadline looms for people and businesses claiming economic harm or property damage resulting from the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. More than 328,000 claims have been filed so far. A Dallas area police officer is now on leave after a confrontation this weekend during a pool party. He was captured on video pushing a teenage girl to the ground and pulling a gun. Police were called after a resident of a quiet community called to complain that non-residents were swimming in the pool. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see. No, you don't need to wear that.
At all, ever?
Nah. Just talking to my guest, and I'll be back with him in a minute. The temperature right now is 73 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. This afternoon, a 40% chance of showers with a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers, likely with a low of 67. And Tuesday, a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tuesday night, we're also talking about a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms. Please stay tuned. I will be right back after this. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard Gee again, and I'm in for Larry Cartwright. Larry Cartwright is on vacation in Canada. We'll be back next week, and I'm sitting in, and as a lot of times people that sit in play music, but I don't enjoy playing music. I enjoy talking, and so I've got a guest. I have Ron Van Horn here. Ron, how are you doing?
Just wonderful, Rich. Great to be here today.
Well, I'm glad you could stop by. Why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm a local financial planner here right on Main Street, 56 Main Street in Flemington. Been traveling down this financial planning road for the last quarter of a century. And, you know, helping people plan for retirement, college education, broker out insurance stuff to take care of their risk management needs. And ultimately, the distribution of their estates. And that's what I've been doing for what I would call making a living, if you, so to speak.
Stuff. And unfortunately, we all have to do that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, when I was a kid in high school, and I was in the art department, I remember telling people, once I get out of high school, I'm going to New York City, I'm going to get a loft, and I'm going to paint all day, and I'm going to hang out with Bob Dylan at night in a bar. Well, I got a loft, never met Dylan, and then realized I had to work, so I ended up working for Newsweek. But you know, that paint all day thing didn't work out.
Well, it's nice to dream, right?
It is. And now I'm supposedly, quote, retired.
Living the dream.
And doing a lot of artwork, so...
Living the dream.
I'm getting some of that done now, so I'm feeling much better about that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you know that whole retirement thing. I don't know if anybody ever really retires.
Yeah, I won't tell all my clients this, but my idea. I'll tell the ones who ask, of course. But my idea of retirement is when they put me in the box. So
yeah, I think that's it. Yeah,
fortunately for me, I love what I do, and helping people's, you know, it's a great thing, and I really, you know, I've been always been a hard worker, admitted workaholic. God bless my wife of almost 34 years, for saying I do.
Yeah, sure.
But in the proposal was, you're going to be okay with my workaholic mentality, and she said yes, and so God bless her.
Well, see, when I met my wife, we were both working at Newsweek, so we were working those weird hours. And that all worked out well. Then suddenly she stopped working there, and I was working the weird hours. but and I've been married almost 35 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
So. Actually, 8882. So I don't want to, exaggerate, you know. But I will say that we dated when we were 16.
Oh, okay.
So that was, you know, that was a fun experience. Met through a cousin, you know, a town or so over. My dad had to drive us to see our first movie on our first date. That was fun times. And then When we got married, I was going through some old pictures at my grandmother's basement, and brought home a picture, and I said, "Oh, look at this, honey! I found this picture at my grandmother's basement." She goes, "What are you talking about? That's my picture." I said, "No, it's not. It's my kindergarten picture." She goes, "Well, that's my kindergarten picture." I said, "Here I am." Points to herself in the picture, and I'm sitting right next to her.
Really?
Yeah. So, so I guess it was fate, right?
I guess it was.
It's good stuff.
Anyway, I know you're. I know you do a lot of things for the, working on the downtown area of Flemington. You're quite involved with that.
We try to be. We try to be.
Well, I know it's tough. I know it's tough. Because I think there's probably too many to try to be.
Well, listen, it's all, you know, it's all about giving back, and it's all about you know, trying to make a difference. And you know, there are only so many hours in a day, and the fact is, I don't care whose budget it is, there's never enough money in it. And so, you know, volunteerism is a, you know,
sure,
a critical part of running,
sure,
any Main Street USA,
or
any country, you know.
Or a radio station.
Yeah, or a radio station for that matter.
We have. And I want to pat everybody on the back. That all the hosts of these shows are all members of the chamber, and they're all volunteers.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And they, and I'm supposedly, quote, the general manager, but I don't have to sit here and go, okay, your turn now, your turn. People just come in, do their job, and go out. I guess that's because we're all adults, and we should understand that. But sometimes you run into people that don't.
Which we try to act our age, right?
Yeah.
Keyword, try.
That's right. That's right. I'd much rather not act my age.
But, yeah, so, you know, some of the involvement over the years is, you know, I've been past president for the Lions here in Flemington, and still active with that group, helping them out with their fundraisers and raising money. We give away money to local charities to the
sure
tune of about $30,000 a year. You know, so mm-hmm, that's been a great rewarding experience over the last 17 years, you know, with that group, and been involved with a number of groups in Flemington, in the borough here, past president for the Flemington Raritan Business Association.
Right.
Past president for that for a number of years. And a number of projects with the Economic Development Commission way back when.
I remember
the borough
that
here.
Yeah.
Started out with the original founding group of the Flemington Business Improvement District.
Mm-hmm.
Been involved with that and still continue to be involved with, I'll call them, things I'm passionate about. You know, helping out Susan Peterson this year from T-Berry's, who is the marketing chair.
Yep.
You know, with some, you know, events, getting some good quality stuff out there to basically bring people into town, entertain those people who are already in town, and, you know, make it a great experience for the residents and, as well as the business owners. And, you know, so we've got a lot of good things on tap this year. And of course, one of them, you know, very near and dear to my heart, it would be the Flemington car shows.
Okay.
And
you just had one a couple of weeks
ago.
We did.
It was May 30th. We always kick it off on the last Saturday in May, and we go every other week right into September.
Okay.
And you know, it's kind of like automatic. Once you know the first date, well, then
sure.
You know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. It's every other Saturday. So we also do one a month in the 100 Shopping Center over there by Staples, Pier
right.
1.
Right there on Rayville Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. And so we do, right, hang on to your schedule and your pen, you know, third Thursdays. That's hard to remember, right? Third Thursdays. So, yeah, we do June, July, August, and September. So we have four shows that we do over there. Kind of help those folks over there in that part of town.
Sure.
And drive some traffic over there. So we've been building that over the last few years.
Let's finish talking about this in a minute.
Sure.
I got to take a break.
Go right ahead.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer family-to-family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness
discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterton County.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterton on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterton Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterton Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And this is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright, who will be back next week. I'm here with Ron Van Horn. And, you know, we actually should talk about what we were just talking about, that have fun while you're alive.
Oh, you got to have fun, you know.
We were just talking about that people just don't seem to – well, I mentioned I had a grandfather who worked a very hard job all his life, retired, and didn't know what to do, and died in 3 months.
What your hopes would have been along the way that, you know, he – took the time to smell the roses.
And I don't think he did.
Yeah.
He worked very hard.
Yeah.
He was a very hard-working man, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you do have to take some time. And I was saying to you, there was a kid, Timmy, who worked for me at Newsweek, and he came to me and said, this was quite a few years ago, he said, my grandmother died and left me $9,000, and I've always wanted to hitchhike across Europe. What do you think I should do? I said, you better do it. He said, but my father said that would be wasting the money. I said, no. You'll learn so much while you're doing it. I would do it. And when you're 40, you're going to not say, oh, I wish I would have hitchhiked across Europe.
A priceless, right? Experience.
Yeah. He had a great time. He even talked about hitchhiking across the Sahara Desert. I guess there's a main road that goes across the Sahara Desert, and every 25 miles or so is an oasis, and you can stay. And there's an army platoon that usually is there, too. And he said, I would get free food. I'd eat with the army. and they would take me in and talk to me and stuff. And he was hitchhiking across the Sahara Desert. I mean, come on. Who has a story like that?
Well, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
And that's what people say. Look, if you're out there and you're thinking, I want to try something, do it.
Yeah, you got to, you know, listen, you have to build the things in, you know, that are... that, you know, are important to you, the people that you care about. And, you know, listen, relationships just don't, you know, happen. You don't click your fingers.
Right.
They require time. They require work, but you know, that work is also, you know, the word fun, okay?
Yeah.
It comes with that work when you're talking about those relationships, and that's the part that, that people have to remember that, it's important to save and it's important to work hard, but if you don't take time in between, you know, because you're trying to create tomorrow. What if tomorrow never comes? You never got to enjoy all those things you could have done with your friends, your family, you know, the kids, the grandkids, and, you know, you have to do it. You just have to do it.
I was very fortunate because I worked kind of weird long hours at Newsweek, but only 3 days a week. So I was home with my kids a lot. But even being home with my kids a lot, that time went by so fast that I can hardly remember it.
Yep.
Seemed like they were born, and next thing I know, my daughter's going off to college.
Blink of an eye.
Yeah, what happened? And I was home with them a lot. A lot of men work every day and don't get home except maybe in the evenings. I was there during the days, and I still don't remember a lot of it.
That's crazy, crazy, you know, crazy.
It went by too quick.
Well, you know, one of the great things, and really, I'll call it passions for me, you know, with these car shows that we do in town is in fact that it does get people to come out, get out of the house,
sure,
get some fresh air, stroll the streets, bring the kids out, bring your friends, bring the neighbors, see some of the faces that you know that you haven't seen in a while, all for free.
Yeah,
you know,
how many cars do you usually get?
We get a couple hundred cars per
okay.
show, you know,
around 200 or so.
Yeah, and we. You know, we've got a couple of lots, you know, next to the old Mikasa building, now Red Vanilla.
Okay, yeah.
There's a lot there next to, in between that and Frank Banish there.
Frank Banish's house there, yeah.
And Frank says, as long as they don't leave garbage on my lawn, they want to sit there with their lawn chairs, whatever, relax, you know, suck in the fresh air. That's fine by me. So, but we fit, you know, 60 cars in that lot. Mm-hmm. We've got another lot, you know, behind the records building by the county clerks there on 71 Main, and we can fit another 50, you know, plus cars back there, and we can fit a good 100, you know, along Main Street, you know, covering the areas where it's safe to park on both sides. You know, as you know, or you may know, it narrows on certain parts of the Main Street there where you really can't park cars. So it's, so it's not. It's not conducive for, you know, for displaying cars. So it's, you know, it's great. Like I said, people come out. They you know, they get to soak in not only classic cars. You know, we have kids' activities. So, you know, so if you've got your 8-year-old son or daughter, you know, and they're coming to the car show for the first time, there's something for them to do, whether it be the bounce house, you know, with free cotton candy, free popcorn. Central 100 Baptist Church has been our kids' activity sponsor for a couple years now, and they bring that stuff in. They help us to staff it, and it's all free. You know, it's all free to the kids. We have Fred Beans as our main sponsors. Fred Beans Toyota Kia Scion over here in Flemington.
Right on.
And he brings in a not only does he sponsor it, you know, writes out a nice check for us for the last 3 years running. He also has a face painter that comes and sets up next to us.
Okay.
And the kids line up for that. They just love the face painting. We've had Conrad the Magician will come and make some balloon sculptures.
Okay.
You know, and then we've got some other people to help out with other games and kids' activities. So when you bring the 8-year-old, it's not just come look at cars.
Right.
There's going to be something memorable. And when you say the 2 weeks from now, hey, you want to go to the car show again? It's a yes, let's do it. Or the 8-year-old saying, hey, Dad, are we going to the car show?
Yeah, when
week?
Are we going to that
yeah,
car show?
Yeah, when are we going
yeah.
back, you
yeah.
know? So, yeah. And Dad doesn't mind because guess what? How much it cost him?
Nothing.
Zero.
That's right.
Zero. So he got to spend some quality time with his family and had the fun thing to do with the kids. We have two live bands. We put one in front of the Main Street Bagel. We have one in front of the next to the Grill Shack this year.
Oh, okay. All the way down to the
yeah,
Grill Shack.
Yeah,
okay.
All the way to the Grill Shack. Rosanna's okay. really been, you know, a great supporter for us. And not only sponsoring the events and volunteering at the events, but also loaning us her her piece of grass there next to her building.
So
building
they're there. In that grassy area
yep,
right next
yep,
to the Grill Shack.
Yep,
I know exactly where it is.
And then we've got
right around the corner from
yeah,
us here.
And then we've got the DJ, of course, in the middle there, you know, spinning the tunes and helping us make announcements and thank our sponsors and supporters.
Sure, sure.
And so we've stepped up the pace a little bit by adding the second venue with the live music. And so, again, once again, it's not just about cars.
Right.
You know, last show, the May 30th show, we're trying to do something fun this year, like adding another new fun activity. And we brought in a dunk tank. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and we set that up right by the right by the historic courthouse. We're looking for people to sign up to be dunkies. And our good friend here, Joey Novick, was the first one to step up.
And, I wish I'd have known.
And there were a few people that you know were happy to line up to try to be the dunkers.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And so Joey was a good sport, and so we did that for a couple of hours, and that was a fun new activity that we added, and we'll do another one. We'll do another one in July, and we'll line up some more dunkies, you know, for that. But that was a lot of fun. This show coming up this Saturday, you know, cars start to come in. Into town, you know, late afternoon. Actually, we open up officially registration at 5, where they sign in and get a placard and ID for their window. And we then are also going to be having a little special push for Kimberly Goetz, our 2018 Flemington's own Olympic gold prospect
right.
for our speed skating. And,
right.
And I've got the Team Goetz coming out, setting up a table next to the kids' activity area, which is right to the right of the police station. There'll be a Team Goetz table there, and we'll be trying to seek some support there for Kimmy's mission and bringing home the gold here for Flemington, right? Bringing home the gold And that, so that'd be a new push that we're doing for this show. And we've got a British Invasion coming up on June 27th.
This is the group British Invasion?
Well, we're going to have a British Invasion group. We're actually going to have three bands.
Okay.
On that show.
I'll tell you what, if we could hold that, I got to do the news.
We'll come right back to that British Invasion.
And we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what I want to find out is if somebody's got a car out there, how do they get into the show?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The G7 summit was held in Germany and was attended by President Obama. During the talks, the countries discussed the problem of ISIS in Iraq.
We want to get more Iraqi security forces trained, fresh, well-equipped.
The group also discussed Russia and decided not to lift sanctions until Russia abides by the Minsk agreement.
The G7 is making it clear that if necessary, we stand ready to impose additional significant sanctions against Russia.
The fighting between Russian-backed separatists and Ukraine continues despite the peace deal reached a few months ago. Officials in Boston have released the video of the shooting of terror suspect Usama Rahim. He was killed last week after refusing to drop a knife.
We've agreed to release certain video evidence earlier when it can help illuminate the facts.
That was District Attorney Daniel Connolly, who says they wanted to release the video to dispel any rumors. Police are trying to question Rahim about his ties to terrorist groups. This is USA Headline News.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian is back in court in Iran for the second closed-door hearing in his espionage trial.
According to an Iranian semi-official news agency, Rezaian defended himself in English language. A translator translated his defense and handed it to the judge.
That was AP correspondent Nasser Karimi. Rezaian is also accused of propaganda against the Islamic Republic. U.S. officials have criticized his detention. Authorities in New York are investigating how two murderers obtained power tools they used to break out of prison. It appears they cut through steel walls and pipes to break out of the Clinton Correctional Facility. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC's Today Show that an investigation is being held.
This really could have been a movie script, and if you saw it as a movie script, it would have been unbelievable, frankly, what they accomplished.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My summer meals have 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, new Kentucky Baked Beans, coleslaw, 4 flaky biscuits, and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Those record profits companies are reporting may not be all they're cracked up to be. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
As the stock market climbs even higher, professional investors are warning that companies are presenting misleading versions of their results that ignore a wide variety of normal costs of running a business. That's to make it seem like they're doing better than they really are. An analysis of results from 500 major companies by the AP found that at one of every five companies, these adjusted profits were higher than net income by 50% or more. What's worse, the financial analysts who are supposed to fight corporate spin are often playing along, largely passing along the rosy numbers instead of challenging the companies. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A Navy Cross will be awarded today posthumously to a Marine killed in Iraq as his family continues its fight for an even higher honor to be awarded. The family of Sergeant Rafael Peralta says he deserves the Medal of Honor for covering a grenade in November of 2004 in Fallujah, shielding his troops from the blast. The Defense Department says Peralta was not conscious when he smothered the grenade with his body. A United Airlines plane carrying more than 70 people skidded off a runway at Buffalo Niagara International Airport while landing in strong winds. Officials say it happened late last night to Flight 3796. It took off from Washington Dulles. No injuries were reported. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 74 degrees. This afternoon, we got a 40% chance of showers with a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 67. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tuesday night, 30% scattered thunderstorms with a low of 61. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright. And I'm here with Ron Van Horn. And we've been talking about the Flemington car shows, and I forget what you were talking about right before we went.
Well, listen, when you get our age, you know that happens.
Well, no, when you get to be my age.
I was being nice.
I'm old.
But, yeah, we're talking about some of the activities.
That's right.
This year and how we're trying to, you know, weave in there some new fun things, you know, as make you know making them part of the show and another reason to come out. And you know, the we're talking about the June 27th British invasion.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be sponsored by T-Berry's over here on Main Street. Susan is going to be putting out, you know, some food out right next to her place. We're going to utilize, thanks to Mr. Ferrari, a 8 Main. They got a nice little driveway there that we can use and actually probably fit about 50 cars.
Okay.
You know, in that area, and we're going to have British cars and foreign cars parking in there. And,
okay.
And we'll have a, like I said, we'll have a band there.
Okay.
And we'll have some food there, and it'll be a fun addition. Like I said, we'll have three bands live bands that day. July 11th, we're going to do something with the kids. You know, July 11th, we're gonna We're going to, you know, have some, maybe we'll come out and we'll race the big wheels. You know, remember the big wheels?
Oh, yeah. That would be
right?
fun.
Right? The plastic?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some big wheels racers.
I always wanted one of those.
Right?
My size.
Yeah, yeah.
They always look like an adult size
big wheel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They always look like fun. Yeah.
But, yeah, we talked about maybe even incorporating, a derby, a Pinewood Derby race, you know.
Huh.
A couple things there with the kids, let the kids come in, display their cars, and again, come up with a race that we'll do. You know, for that particular show, July 25th, we're going to do a little dance and costume contest.
Okay.
We're going to call it Dancing with the Cars.
Okay.
You may have heard of Dancing with the Stars. We're going to do Dancing with the Cars. Dancing with the Cars, and we'll do a little costume and maybe 50s, 60s theme. So that should be fun. August 8th, we're going to do a photo night. So we're going to have a couple of cool cars come out. I'm hoping Batman comes out with his Batmobile.
All right.
And the kids can get a picture taken next to the cool car. We'll do a photo booth, sponsored by Black Lab Imaging here.
Okay.
And we'll do a photo booth with some goofy gag costume stuff you can put on and go in the photo booth. And we may even have a superhero show up.
Wow, and, that sounds good.
So that'll be a fun time. We're also going to do August 22nd. We're going to do a Dog Days of the Car Show, and we'll do a best dressed dog contest. For the Dog Days of the Car Show. So again, a couple neat little new kind of fun things that we're going to incorporate just to keep it interesting.
Well, the interesting thing about coming to the car show, not only are you doing things to keep people happy and keep people involved. But I always find I run into people I haven't seen in a long time.
Wow, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
I'm walking down the street, I get
incredible.
So many hellos,
yeah.
And I'm running into people I haven't seen in a long time, and it's always nice to see them. And so that's what's nice about getting people out of their house.
Yeah, we last show, and, listen, like any outside event, I don't care where, USA, it's by the blessing of the big man upstairs with weather.
That's right.
And that we're able to, really maximize the day. And that's even magnified when you throw in the element of classic car.
Sure.
Because if you leave the driveway and you get rain on that engine, you just created about 8 hours worth of work.
I know.
When you pull it back in to that driveway.
I know some guys
garage.
That have classic cars that won't take them out of the garage.
And so they're looking at that weather forecast days ahead.
Sure.
And so it's on, many events you can get away with a cloudy day. Car shows, it's really, really, a real damper, no pun intended, when those clouds and rain come in with those classic cars. Really.
Now,
tough.
If somebody's listening and they've got a classic car, how do they get in touch with you, or what's the cost to become a...
Well, the cost is free. So, we started a website this year, www.flemingtoncarshows.com.
Okay.
And you can actually go online there and pre-register. You can go online and get our full schedule, season schedule, learn about our sponsors, look at the live music lineup, the features. Each show we have a different feature as it relates to a featured car.
Okay.
We try to give the people. It's always challenging. With the features, because we this show as an example will be we're gonna have Mopars, that'll be the brand, and motorcycles. Last show we had Fords and Mercuries.
I can remember one year you had motorcycles and somebody had an old Indian there.
Oh yeah, we get some great
really,
stuff that come out.
Really neat old motorcycle.
Yeah. So again, the features are listed up on the website.
Okay.
You can pre-register.
FlemingtonCarShows.com.
Correct.
Okay. All one word. Basically.
Yep. All one word. And
yep.
And again, it's a very informative site. You can email with questions. You can email about volunteering if you'd like to help us out with the shows.
Okay.
And, we've got lots of volunteer opportunities and even sponsorship. We're always looking for, support with it. As an example, we know trophy sponsors. We give out, a few trophies each show. We got 12 shows. That's
sure.
A lot of trophies that
sure.
we need. And so what we do, Rich, is we put the name of the business, and we'll even accept individual sponsors
okay.
on that trophy.
On the trophy.
On that trophy. And And they can actually even come if they want and hand that trophy out to the car winner.
Terrific.
And then we include their names up on the website. We do an e-blast. We do a Facebook. We also have a Flemington Car Show's Facebook page. And we set that up about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 3,000 likes already.
Great.
In a matter of a few months. And so that's a good source. And, of course, the Flemington Business Improvement District, www.downtownflemington.com.
Right.
They're the underwriter of the car shows. And basically, you'll find, although our stuff is more packed with car show specific stuff, obviously the bid, as we call it, also supports, putting up the dates and the features and sponsors for us as well, and that helps to communicate that and get it out to even more people.
Sure. I got to take a break.
Not a problem.
We'll be right back after this.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Ceremony Officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Larry Cartwright, and I'm here with Ron Van Horn. And we're talking about the Flemington Car Shows, which we got one coming up this Saturday. What time does it start?
Well, cars can come in and register at 5 o'clock, and the show officially starts at 5:30 and goes to about 8:30. Gets dark at 8:30, so people got to start heading out. Some of these cars don't even have headlights. They're so classic.
So they either got to sit here all night or get out early.
But when it gets dark, you know, people start heading out. So it's going to be a great show.
And we're talking about just coming down to Main Street, Flemington, and then you'll see where all the cars are.
Yeah, we do registration right in front of the historic courthouse.
Okay.
We set up a registration.
I'm talking about the guests coming, though.
Yeah, the guests can, we don't close the roads off. We keep them in a natural state and, let people stroll and cruise, so to speak, go up and down Main Street slowly, of course, and carefully.
Sure.
Watch your pedestrians in the crosswalk.
Watch the kids.
Yeah, that's right. And, it's a great natural way to see Main Street, historic Main Street, at its finest.
Sure.
The cars, we've been doing this for 14 years, and the car owners, as you might know or not, there are thousands of shows to attend where they could go.
Mm-hmm.
They love Flemington because of its beauty, because of its safety, because of the fact that no one messes with their cars. They could literally go to a restaurant, have dinner, come back, and everything was just like they just like they left it. And so that's a tribute to our community here, and we're pretty proud of that. Pretty proud of that fact. This show, we're going to have, as I mentioned earlier, Mopars and Motorcycles as our feature. And for the record, anybody is allowed to come and register a car.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be 25 years old. Last week we had a new vet,
really?
out on Main Street, all souped up, and was quite a show in itself. They call it the Gullwing Vet. The doors open up, come up top instead of side to side.
Kind of like the old
DeLorean. Really. We get some unbelievable stuff. We've got 2,500 cars in our database that have come to the shows. 2,500 different types of cars.
Okay.
That have come over the last 14 years.
I guess you don't want a Ford Focus, though, do you?
Yeah. Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with a Ford Focus if you.
Well, no, that's what I drive.
You can come and you want to bring your folding chair and hang out as long as you sign up and register. And again, it's free, right?
Sure.
We'll give you that nice ID for the window, Listen, you might win a door prize. Our local businesses support the shows also by donating. Maybe it's a dinner for over at Matt's Red Rooster Grill or free pizza over at Jack's.
Okay.
And we give out coupons. We have trivia questions that the DJ rattles off, and you could actually win a couple of nice door prizes while you're here as well.
Okay.
And this show we have DJ Dan Henry going to be spinning some of the classic tunes. And we've got a couple, like I said, we're going to have three live bands performing this show. We've got at the Grill Shack, Fido, over at the Bagel, Main Street Bagel. We've got Exit Row, great, great band that's been supporting the car shows for years. And then we've got Thomas Johnson coming out to Main Street. He's going to be strumming and singing, some of his great, and showing and displaying some of his great great talents. And So we've got some great live music, that's going to be played. And we also have our co-sponsors this show are Jack's Pizza at 55 Main and Paint Party Studio and over at 69 Main. And Maybe Eileen will even give us a treat and come out with a couple of easels and do a picture of one of those classics. Maybe she'll drag some students out, right? With some.
Yeah, she just moved from across the street.
Yeah. So okay. So she's right in the thick of it. You know, actually, there's a classic car that'll be parked out in front of her place every car show. So that would be kind of cool, right? Bring some people out with the easels out there and
it would
and do something up. And then we've got. Again, I mentioned, you know, earlier we've got kids games, right? We got some, you know, aside from the bounce house, the free cotton candy, the face painting, the balloon sculptures, you know, we've got, you know, a putting game, a beanbag toss, hula hoop, you know, Karen Walsh from Be Here Now Yoga, you know, will be helping us out in the kids activity area on this particular show, and she's excited about you know, keeping the kids moving, so to speak, and providing a good time. So we've got our trophy sponsors. We've got McPherson and Newland as our featured trophy sponsor. Hopefully Bob Newland will be coming out and hand-delivering that trophy to some lucky car winner. We've got Kimberly Getz also. She'll be this trophy sponsor, this show, and we'll have her mom, probably Linda, hand that out to a nice winner. And we've got Matt's Red Rooster Grill of Flemington. Matt's going to be one of our trophy sponsors as well this show. So we got a pretty good lineup. And all, you know, we also too encourage people. We'll have a collection area at the Main Street registration for people who want to bring canned goods, which we'll donate back to the. Back to the food pantry.
Great.
And actually, when we do our dunk tank again in July, we'll also be looking to raise a couple dollars for the food pantry. You know, in July, there'll be more news that'll be coming out on that.
Okay,
that's so good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fun for the whole family.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the website at www.flemingtoncarshows.com, and also like us on Facebook.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of things planned, and it should be a great evening.
Yeah.
Evening,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
In fact, I will stop by. I've got to do an art show at the library, but the show's over at 3 o'clock.
Great.
So,
and you can also check out some pretty good art stuff over at DIY. Over
90 Main.
At 90 Main. Yep. They'll be open. They'll be open the entire season during our car shows, and they've got some great, talented people that are putting out some displays there.
I know Megan's tried to get me involved in there, and I'm just so busy.
Only so many hours in a day.
That's right. But I try to keep them fun-packed.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it.
Anyway, Ron, I want to thank you for coming by.
Hey, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
And I wish you all the best with these car shows.
Yeah, we got a good long season ahead of us and pretty excited.
It should be good. It should be good.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. And I know you're busy, so thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'll be right back after these messages and the news with the Medical Center show.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The G7 summit was held in Germany and was attended by President Obama. During the talks, the countries discussed the problem of ISIS in Iraq.
We want to get more Iraqi security forces trained, fresh, well-equipped.
The group also discussed Russia and decided not to lift sanctions until Russia abides by the Minsk agreement.
The G7 is making it clear that if necessary, we stand ready to impose additional significant sanctions against Russia.
The fighting between Russian-backed separatists and Ukraine continues despite the peace deal reached a few months ago. Officials in Boston have released the video of the shooting of terror suspect Usama Rahim. He was killed last week after refusing to drop a knife.
We've agreed to release certain video evidence earlier when it can help illuminate the facts.
That was District Attorney Daniel Connolly, who says they wanted to release the video to dispel any rumors. Police are trying to question Rahim about his ties to terrorist groups. This is USA Headline News.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian is back in court in Iran for the second closed-door hearing in his espionage trial.
According to an Iranian semi-official news agency, Rezaian defended himself in English language. A translator translated his defense and handed it to the judge.
That was AP correspondent Nasser Karimi. Rezaian is also accused of propaganda against the Islamic Republic. U.S. officials have criticized his detention. Authorities in New York are investigating how two murderers